Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, CEO of Gfinity, G-F-I-N. John, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, some good news out yesterday. You launched Athlos Game Technologies, targeting a $127 billion game services sector. And you also announced the appointment of Electronic Arts veteran Todd Citrin as strategic advisor. So we'll talk about that and the business generally. Before we do, John, just for people maybe not familiar, not around the entire story of Gfinity, because there are three sort of distinct divisions now, could you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, Gfinity is a leading media, competitive gaming experiences and tech IP company targeting the high growth and exciting gamer communities.
Yeah, so I'm breaking that down. You've got Gfinity Digital Media, Gfinity Products and eSports Experiences. I think Athlos sits within the product sector. So, but you've had like this, you know, a tournament platform for many years. So you've now launched Athlos. So what's different? What's changed about this now, John?
Yeah, Athlos takes the expertise that we've gained over the past decade in delivering bespoke tournaments through our own tech IP for lots of the world's largest publishers and sports rights holders, and creating, and what we're doing now is creating that and taking a new exciting product that's got two major differences. The first is that Athlos integrates directly into the game. So that means a better user experience, and also importantly, all the data that's being gathered stays within the game and with the publisher. And secondly, is the plug and play nature of the product means it's easy to be built into games in a matter of days, not months, or in sometimes as can be longer. So what we're building on is that is to basically supercharge it for scale and speed, and also that delivers significant recurring license revenue, and this taps directly into the needs of game developers and publishers.
Yeah, and you know, I was looking at the RNS there, and I think you know, Neville there, the chairman, was saying in-game live service revenues are key focus of the industry, amounts to $127 billion per annum, which is huge, more than double the value of upfront game sales revenues, which surprised me. And competitive gamers can spend 30 times in-game compared to non-competitive gamers. This is where Athlos delivers by dramatically increasing the number of engaged competitive gamers in any game, whether on mobile, PC or console. So I sort of answered my question there. So tell us why this is sort of, you know, of interest to the publishers and developers there, John, if you could.
Yeah, fundamentally because it makes them more money. Yeah. What it does is it enables them to drive up the lifetime value of the customer. And as you just sort of indicated from the RNS that we put out, you know, the games market's changed dramatically over the last 5 years. In-game, and that's gamer services, the revenues, as you say, it's amount to around $127 billion per annum, and that's more than double the value of upfront game sale revenues. So for game developers and game publishers, that means keeping people playing more and for longer is directly linked to the amount of revenue that they can generate. And that's what the platform of Mathlos helps them achieve. An engaged competitive gamer, this is an interesting and a good stat to keep in mind. The engaged competitive gamer is 50% more likely to spend over $10 in-game than a casual gamer. So just if you think about that, for a game publisher, that can translate into millions of dollars to their bottom line. You know, just to give you an idea, just in the past 30 days, we've had more than 70 million gamers that have seamlessly engaged with the Athlos platform through a global mobile esports program. You know, this just gives an indication of the power of what we've built or what we have built and what we're building, because it serviced that specific business need of the game publisher. You know, it is global, it's scalable and game agnostic, and importantly, it's highly monetizable.
Yeah, exactly. Engagement is the word, isn't it? Because, you know, like I said, even on social media platforms, I mean, Twitter is probably arguing. That's the engagement there. But that's what people are after. Now, I've got a question from one of the members of the investment club here. Does the software service product, does this product cover every gaming genre, or is it just racing?
Yeah, as I say, it's game agnostic. So you know, no matter what game it is, if there's a competitive and a publisher is looking for a competitive element, then Athlos is relevant. And you know, which basically sort of says, you know, this isn't for 10 publishers, for 100 publishers. This is for hundreds of thousands of publishers that are out there. It's relevant to.
Yeah, so the potential is very big there. And I suppose the fact is, it's, you know, it's like you say, it's a recurring software as a service model, which investors tend to like because it's got you know, revenue, earnings, visibility over could be multi years rather than just one off. So let's talk about the appointment of Todd Citrin. You know, coup for Definity. If you look at his track record, in fact, go over that if you could. But I don't think he needs the money here. So tell us why he's joined and how will he help you then as well.
Yeah, I think the fundamental reason why Todd's joined because he's excited by the potential of Athlos and the quality of the Athlos team that's charged to create and deliver it. You know, Todd's a legend in the competitive gaming space. You know, you're seen in the release that Todd was senior vice president and general manager of EA's competitive gaming entertainment division. You know, what that means in layperson's terms, that he is responsible for running all their global competitive gaming activities across multiple games. So in the world of esports, that marks, and competitive gaming, that marks Todd out as a very, very senior player. So he's spent and committed a lot of time with the team, which is great because he's got really kicked the tires and looked at what we've got and what we're building. He's brought, and very importantly, the game developer perspective into what we're doing, and that's incredibly important because it always brings it back to, you know, why are they buying, and why would they license, etc. So that's been very valuable. And he also knows firsthand the power and value of a competitive gamer, as I mentioned beforehand, to publishers. So yeah, he kicked the tires and said I'm in, and so that's a massive vote of confidence to the vision of the team and what they've built to date, and where the Athlos product is going in the future. So his input has been and is going to be priceless for us.
Yeah. Now, in the RNS, you said Athlos is 100% owned by Definity. The company is currently exploring partnership opportunities with organizations with experience in delivering and successfully managing SaaS business models. So tell us how this works and why would an investor take a significant majority stake in Athlos, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you know there's a temptation to simply go out and raise further funds and continue to own 100% because we feel very positive about the potential of Athlos and what it can be and what it can do, but you know, we're leaning towards the sort of a structure of a investor coming in and taking a significant majority stake mainly for three reasons. Firstly, you know, I committed a couple of years ago to get the economics of Gfinity's business under control and take away that market perception there's always another fundraise. So we now have a profitable GDM business, the Gfinity digital media business, and the esports experience solutions business is driving towards the same place. So to bring a new product like Athlos to market takes investment to get the product right. And then once we've got the product, we've got to market and sell it. So I don't want that investment to detract from all the progress we're making across the rest of the business. That's really the first reason. The second reason is, you know, Athos is a software business, and that's a different revenue model to what we're used to. So there are investors who specifically like this kind of opportunity and have the relevant experience in successfully delivering it. But they may be less interested in investing for a share of Gfinity PLC, which also includes our GDM and the eSports experience and solutions business. And then third, when it comes to the product rollout, we think there are partners out there who have done this before many times, and that partner can bring much more than just cash to the table. So, you know, we're having some interesting conversations. So let's see what happens in that space.
Yeah. And is there, you know, like I say, interest in it?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all we need on that. So you mentioned, you know, Gfinity Digital Media there. I've seen some of the stats you push out on social media. It seems to be going very well. And tell us about that, if you could.
Yeah, I think the business continues to grow, both in terms of the user numbers and our ability to monetize that audience. I can't really give a preview of the numbers we're going to announce, because in October when we do our full year announcement. But it's, you know, just important to stress, it's a segment of the business we're very positive about. We'll have over 15 million users on our owned platforms again this month. And when we look at the value of this segment of the business, you know, when we know this because we're out there trying to do deals, and we've talked before about M&A opportunities. But so when we go out and talk about that, it's hard to acquire communities for values of under £1.50 a user. And for us, that can be frustrating for the speed of our M&A activities and the deals that we'd like to do. But what it does suggest is the value of the business, the GDM business in itself, is in excess of the total market cap of the company right now. And that's before we start talking about Athlos and our esports sort of experiences and solutions business. So, and then when you look at the interesting developments we've doing on stock informers, you'll start to see widgets going across the majority of our GDM sites. So again, offering that price comparison ability to buy. So we've basically got some really good sort of interesting developments there that broadens that market. And we've spent a lot of time on stronger affiliate relationships, which means that we're getting sort of significantly better commission fees than what we had in the past. So exciting things happening with GDM. So definitely watch this space there.
Yeah. Well, someone did ask about, stock informer. They said, you know, is it at the moment, is it in UK and US? Is that right? I mean, they said, do you intend expanding this not only, geography wise, but also product wise? What's the deal there?
Yeah, when you look at stock informer, we're still scratching the surface of what's possible and the power of that business. A lot of our sites are English language sites, so just the widget going across there, and ultimately, who knows, you know, whether we can actually take that widget and license it to other people. So I think you'll start to see, you'll see the interface changing, you'll see the widgets appearing. There's a lot going on in that area that will take us into some exciting, you know, exciting spaces with Stock Informer. I say we're scratching the surface yet with that product.
Yeah. Just finally, a couple of questions here on results and broker forecasts. I mean, Neville, the chairman, said the launch of the platform Athlos supports our confidence for performing in line with market expectations. And of course, that is around about 10.5 million for 2023. So someone did say, you know, obviously you can't say too much on results and stuff, but anything you would share there? And someone did say, will the broker note be updated?
Yeah, we will announce our results in October. So, you know, clearly I can't say anything price sensitive here. I think what I can say is that, as you mentioned, with the Can Accord, yeah, we have forecasts in the market. If we were materially different to that, we'd have had to announce that fact by now. So the absence of such an announcement hopefully gives confidence that we're continuing to make good progress, and the broker note will be updated once our results are out.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Cool. Marvellous, John. And one final thing, if you could. Three reasons then why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Gfinity to their watch list, please.
Yeah. First, strong team. Second, delivering on strategy. And third, clear pathway to profitability.
Excellent stuff, John. Good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future.
Brilliant. Nice. Thank you for the invite. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.